Well, I don't know how to. I don't know. I think I'm just excited. I will allow the surprise to reveal.
The surprise has a laugh.
When me and the surprise are together, yeah, you must know.
You must expect surprises.
Good afternoon, Dr.
Bird. Good afternoon, Z. Good afternoon. It's great to be back. Listen, if this is the welcome that one gets when one comes back, I think I must go away.
No. Please don't do that to us again.
This is so much fun. It's lovely to be missed.
We've missed you. We couldn't wait for you to come back.
No, I've missed my fam. Hey, fam. Hey, peeps out there. I hope you're all good and had an amazing, I hope you had an amazing break and, you know, you rested up. And I really pray you didn't eat as much as I did because, I chowed down. I must admit. Chow down. Chisa everything. So I just hope that you didn't overdo it like I did. But yeah. I'm sure you're all on the detoxes and everything
of
now.
Of course.
And every other person is fasting. So, yeah. Don't listen. There's intermittent fasting and there's spiritual fasting. So don't confuse the two.
Yeah.
Intermittent is for diet. Baba Slimang, those who are on a diet. Yeah. Yes. And then the fasting is for those who want to get serious with God and you want to cut out the noise. You want to cut out, you know, anything that's distracting you or whatever it is. And you want to just make sure that you can get into an intimate space with God and hear him better and hear what he's saying for the year.
Amen. Yeah. Well, this is the much anticipated first Pearls of Wisdom for 2025. Boom, 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 boom.
I've been practicing my you know, I've been like, you know what? I like this sound.
You got it right.
Yeah, I think it's a
Dr. Bill. You're really back.
I'm back. My energy levels are high. Krach. I got some rest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you must enjoy because end of the year, it may not be
the same. So, how are we starting in terms of Pearls of Wisdom for 2025?
I think there's no better way to start than starting on the aspect of C. You know, I was just reflecting on the aspect of C because it occurred to me that there are many times when God just says, C. You know, many scriptures that start with just that word see. And the word see on itself is just so powerful. It's so loaded. In some versions, some Bibles, you'll find it says behold. You know, they use behold or see. Mm. And I like the version behold because for me, it's beyond just seeing. When I think of seeing, I'm thinking of you see and what you see, you be it and you hold it. You hold it and you be it. So behold has taken on a different connotation for me. Yeah. That what you see, you hold and then you be it. So when I see behold, that's what I think of. But the first thing I want to say about the word see is first of all, it's an instruction. It's not a recommendation, guys. So it's not like we have an option. God's not like giving you a multiple choice question saying, A is maybe C, B is perhaps C, or, you know, C is it's one option. There's no other option. And it's an instruction. And he's saying C. So it's a command. And so because it's a command, we must take extra and particular attention, pay attention to it. Because anytime he commands something, there's a benefit to be derived from it. And he's not commanding it from a perspective of, I'm your daddy and you better listen to me. You know, like some of us parents do when you ask, mommy, but why should I? Because I'm your father. And no, father doesn't operate like that. He always has a reason for why we must do things. And incidentally, just a paselanyana for parents. When you tell children to do something, don't just pull your, because I'm your parent, daddy pants on. Yeah. Give them the reason why. Explain to them the implications of why they shouldn't do something or the consequences to follow. Don't just pull your authoritative because I'm your father and I said so. Children are inquisitive, they're curious, and if you don't give them reasons why, they're going to want to do that thing just to satisfy their curiosity. So God's not doing it. He's not just saying see because he's pulling his, I'm your big baba thing. It's because there are consequences that are attached behind, not seeing. So the injunction, the call for us to see, we must pay attention to that, because there's a reason why God wants us to see. Now, one of the reasons I discovered is if you read Genesis 15:5, because he pulls Abraham out of his tent to see, and he tells him to look to the stars, look up. So seeing is very, very important. And one of the things I want to start off by explaining on the aspect, and this will be our first session, and we'll do a number of series on this, seeing. Why is it important for us to see? And we're going to talk about different levels of seeing. Seeing physically with our natural eyes, and seeing spiritually in the spiritual realm with our spiritual eyes. And both carry important, huge implications and consequences. So let's start with the physical seeing, which God tells us. He wants us to see and open our eyes because our eye gates are critically important to us. And depending on what you see or what you do not see, it will actually formulate and form your conduct and your behavior. It really begins to, you take after what you see, and you do not do, you are limited by what you do not see. So there's two aspects to it. What you do not see, you can't do. And so this is why God calls Abraham outside of the tent in Genesis 15:5, because he can't see. He's limited by the tent. There's a tent that's obscuring his vision. So in the first instance, he says, come out of the tent. If you read the Amplified version, it actually talks about a tent. Come out. Why? Because the tent is obscuring his ability to see the stars. Yeah. So he says, dude, you can't be the father of faith, because you can't see the multitude that is coming out of your body. You are limited by your seeing. You just looking at your old skorokoro body, and you're like, you're like, what can this body produce? You see, your vision is obscured, because you're looking at your skorokoro, you know, you're looking at your 100-year-old body. But I need you to see beyond that. And so come out of the tent, because there's something obscuring you. Yeah. So you might be out there, and God wants you to see something, because you can't see yourself as you really are. You're looking at something, you're looking at a skorokoro body, and you're like, I'm too old for this, like Abraham. Or you're like, I'm just a woman. Or you're like, I'm not educated. You know, I don't have a doctorate like so-and-so. You can't see. So you need to do what? You need to come out of the tent so that you can see. The eyes of your understanding can see. Sometimes, you know, remember when there was a battle to be fought, and God had to speak to the man of God to say that, do you see the multitudes that are around you? Yeah. You're not alone, dude. There's multitudes, there are warriors, there are angels around you. So sometimes we have to see. God has to instruct us to see, because there are things that we cannot see, that if we could see them, we won't be scared. We won't be afraid. If we could see them, we won't see the limitations in our body, in our mind, in our educational capacity, etc. So God is pulling that one on us to say, see. And that's my encouragement as we start this new year, to say, listen, there are endless opportunities. There are things that you and I need to do. There are things that need to be built, but we can't see it because there's some obscurity. That obscurity may come as a result of something somebody told you when you were young.
Yeah.
And they've put a tent of limitation over you. They put a tent of, hi, when are you from the township? Swabwana, how dare you imagine yourself going overseas? Mm-hmm. You can't see yourself being used by God in the nations to disciple nations, because you were told, no, this is your limitation. So that's my encouragement. As you start this new year, 2025, start it with just the word see. See, God says see. So open up the eyes and see, and ask God, start with a prayer to say, God, what do I need to see in this season, yes, in this time? See new opportunities, see new friends, new destiny helpers. There's so much to see, and there's so much that has passed us by, Z, because we've closed our eyes. Some of us have just gone throughout the whole of 2024. Some of y'all didn't see anything. You were just like, you know, trying to make your way around like a blind man, just touchy, but you didn't see. And I also want to just encourage you. You know, we take some things for granted. See the beauty of the world. Yeah. wake up and don't see matata and problems and, you know, the price of tastic has gone up and the potholes and, you know, that's all some of y'all see, just negativity. Look, I see this. All you see is problems. No. Yeah. See the butterflies. See the beauty. See the glory of the butterflies, you know. I mean, the one thing I just don't see real beauty in, I'm sorry, God will forgive me for this, but I don't see the beauty of Hadida birds. Hadidas, I don't, me and Hadidas, me and Hadidas are not friends.
Hadidas.
No, poor Hadidas indeed, but yeah, that one I've tried to see the beauty in Hadidas. So far, I'm still searching. God will help me this year because I look at them. They're not the most beautiful of birds to me, and they don't make the most beautiful of sounds. Yeah. And they like to spy on me when I'm in my room and I see them like monitoring spirits. So I don't know, God, you're going to have to give me some revelation on seeing on the Hadidas because for now, I don't see. But I see the other beauty. I see the beauty of the butterflies and all the other insects and, you know, and all the glory, the clouds, the sun, etc. On Hadidas, I'm going to need special anointing, grace, and revelation because right now I'm not seeing much in them right now. So, yeah, Hadidas, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You see, I'm not the only one rolling on the floor. Liesel is like, Dr. Pearl makes me laugh so much. Thank you. I'm also laughing at the monitoring spirits because sometimes at night, that's what I say about the flies also.
Yeah, on the window.
When I hear that fly in my ear, every night when I try this, I'm like, are you a monitoring
spirit? No, those things, I'm convinced. They come to my balcony window and the minute I put my head out, they run away. They literally flee. And I'm like, I rebuke you, monitoring spirit. So Hadidas and I'm going to see all the beauty in all of other God's creation.
Yeah.
But you are in your own category, in a special category, because I have yet to see beauty in you. I just see monitoring spirit. I rebuke you.
Dr. Pearl, it's good to have you back.
Love you guys.
You're starting on a bang this 2025. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Take care.